What I want, there's so much I left out of this, brothers and sisters. I mean, you can spend an easy hour just going over Fatima and its relevance to Bible prophecy. Easy, probably 2 hours with how it ties in. You can demonstrate. I'm probably all familiar with Keys of This Blood by Malachi Martin, right? The last book he wrote, Windswept House, was a novel that begins during the Vatican. The novel supposedly begins during the Vatican II time period, 1962-1963, with a satanic introduction of Satan into the Catholic Church that takes place in Florida. But all this novel is by Malachi Martin is it's describing how the Catholic Church, from the perspective of the messages of the Virgin Mary, the messages that have been coming from these apparitions, how the Catholic Church understands end-time events. And the way that Catholic Church understands end-time events is this. In the very near future, Mary is supposed to appear in the sky in such a dramatic fashion that the whole world is going to witness this. And this is the sign for this current pope to go into exile. And as soon as he goes into exile, the wicked pope will take control of the Vatican. And when the wicked pope takes control of the Vatican, the world is going to be thrust into a tremendous, short, cataclysmic end-of-the-world event, which includes limited nuclear wars, includes the oceans rising above their banks, which is not good news if you live on an island. And the reason I make those two points, there's other points, is Sister White says, in the last days, wars will rage. And then you know what she says in the very next sentence? The oceans will overflow their banks. So some of what Mary has been saying, you can even see reflected from in the spirit of prophecy. But in any case, this cataclysmic end time event takes place after the wicked pope takes over. And this horrible crisis that confronts the world, it also corresponds to the writings of the New World Order people. Not that they expected any great crisis to confront the world of a supernatural character, but in their writings, they have said for over 100 years that it would probably take a tremendous crisis in the world to provide the means for them to fully implement a one world government, bring the world to its knees economically, socially, every way they needed to in order for the world to be forced into position to receive a one-world government. So some of this fits in to what they've been planning, and it just fits into a certain kind of end-of-the-world logic. But in any case, this tremendous crisis, which they called the chastisement,